This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Friday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chasten and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. And today we lead with news China is moving to protect its smaller exporters, caught in a demand cost downdraft. But first we should note that the Thanksgiving holiday weekend is underway in the US and financial markets are all closed and won't reopen until Tuesday New Zealand time. There are major retail activity implications over this period, but they won't reveal themselves until next week at the earliest. In China, their exporters are facing severe pressures as order levels fall, supply chains remain congested and costs jump. Beijing is worried about how many of their smaller exporters will survive and is rushing in new support measures. And staying in China, the cost of lithium, it rose above 200,000 yuan a tonne for the first time yesterday, the essential element in most batteries these days. The lithium price has risen more than the Bitcoin price over the past year. In Japan, carmaker Nissan is shifting rapidly to electric vehicle production and expects to sell more electric vehicles than internal combustion ones within 100 months. In Korea, their central bank raised its policy rate by 25 basis points to 1% in an anticipated move driven by higher than target inflation. More rises are on their way in 2022. In Hong Kong, their exports rose 21% year-on-year and their imports rose 18% on the same basis, with exports rising faster than in September and import growth slowing faster than in September. But it is notable that October 2021 exports are only 9% higher than for October 2018, and imports are only 5% higher on the same basis. Given current inflation, this points out how much Hong Kong has become a shadow of its former self. Yesterday, the US Fed released the minutes of its early November meeting and they contained no surprises, but they did raise their forecast for inflation and make them a bit more realistic. But European Central Bank meeting minutes that were released overnight show this central bank is still committed to the idea that inflation is transitory. But they did give some very general signals that they'll be tapering their QE support starting in 2022 sometime. In Turkey, their currency is losing internal legitimacy. Households have rushed to switch their bank accounts to US dollars, moving almost $1 billion last week alone. Now almost 60% of all Turkish bank accounts are denominated in foreign currencies. Aussie spending on capital goods fell 2.2% in October, and within that, spending on equipment was down a rather sharp 4.1%, and that was despite a rise in the mining sector. Mainly the whole decline was driven by a 15% plunge in equipment sales in New South Wales. Container shipping costs didn't fall noticeably last week, especially out of China. The expected easing isn't really happening yet. And the Baltic Dry Index has stopped falling too and is now back to June 2021 levels. The US Treasury 10-year yield opens today at 1.65% and unchanged since this time yesterday. And the price of gold will start today unchanged at $1,790 an ounce. And oil prices are a little changed as well, at just under $78 a barrel in the US, while the international Brent price is just over $81 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar opens today softer again, at just under 68.6 US cents, and still its lowest since mid-October. Against the Australian dollar, we're soft at 95.4 Australian cents, and against the euro, we're lower too, at 61.2 euro cents. That means our trade weighted index starts today at 73.5, and also its lowest since mid-October. And the Bitcoin price is 4.3% higher than this time yesterday, up to $59,053. Volatility over the past 24 hours has been moderate, at just over plus or minus 2.6%. And India has announced it's about to ban almost all crypto activity in the country. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes, and more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chasten, and we'll do this again on Monday.